In Scarlet Town, where I was born, there was a fair maid dwelling, made many a youth cry well a day. Her name was Barbary Allen. 'Twas in the merry month of May, when the green buds they were swelling, sweet William on his deathbed lay, with the love of Barbary Allen. He sent his servant to the town, to the place where she was dwelling. My master's sick, and he bids you come, if your name be Barbary Allen. Slowly, slowly got she up, and slowly went she nigh him, and the only words to him did say, "Young man, I think you're dying." "Oh, yes, I'm sick and very sick, and I never shall be better until I have the love of one, your love, sweet Barbary Allen. Oh, don't you remember in yonder's town, you were in the tavern drinking, you gave a toast to the ladies all, but you slighted Barbary Allen. Oh, yes, I remember in yonder's town, whilst in the tavern drinking, I gave a toast to the ladies all, but my love to Barbary Allen." He turned his pale face to the wall, and death was with him dealing. "Adieu, adieu, my dear friends all, be kind to Barbara Allen." As she walked out o'er yonder's green, she seen his pale corpse coming. "O bearers, bearers, set him down, that I might look upon him." And as she's looked upon his face, she's broken down a-crying. "O bearers, bearers, take him off, I too am now a-dying. O mother, go make my bed, go and make it long and narrow. Sweet William died for me today, I'll die for him tomorrow. And father, oh father, go dig my grave, go and dig it long and narrow. Sweet William died of love for me, I'll die for him of sorrow." Well, they buried her in the old churchyard, and William in the choir, out of his heart grew a red, red rose, but out of hers a briar. They grew o'er the old church wall, till they could grow no higher, and at the top twined a true lovier's knot, and the rose grew round the briar.